Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Sunday, February 13th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Recently, the Chechen terrorist who ordered the Beslan school siege last year warned of more attacks in Russia. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakupa urges prayer.
I want to challenge all believers around the world to continue praying for the situation, and especially for Russian ministry's team that is there in Beslan, ministering to those people who are so much under the fear that anything will happen again like in Beslan. And people are so afraid for their children.
Russian Ministries runs a 24-hour counseling center in Beslan. Next, a former American Olympian is following in the footsteps of Olympian Eric Little. Hope International's Michael Smedley is now serving in China. Their team provides micro-enterprise lending to help provide seed money to establish businesses in poor, rural, and unreached areas.
We use the microfinance as a way to integrate our staff employees who act as missionaries to go out and make the loans, and then that's their way of getting into households to communicate the good news to people.
Hope International is one of just 17 groups doing this kind of work throughout China. Funding and volunteer business people are needed to help with this program. And more non-readers in India are hearing the Bible in their own language through the work of Audio Scripture Ministries. Local churches in India are finding their place in reaching non-readers as they help distribute the audio recordings of Scripture. ASM needs funding to begin recording into languages that are still waiting for their audio copies of God's Word. Visit our website for details. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Strategic World Impact's new DVD, Revolution, is available at 1-800-995-4828. Learn how God might use you to reach out to those affected by war, persecution, or natural disasters like the tsunami. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.